This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Lawmakers have just 2 days left in this legislative session, and both chambers are working through a flurry of bills to meet their 60-day deadline, including their budget for the 2018 fiscal year. Governor Jim Justice has spoken out against proposals presented in both the House and Senate. The House bill relies on $140 million in new revenues and the Senate $160 million in cuts to find a balance. The governor joined Ashton Mara on the legislature today to discuss those budget plans, but says it's very likely he'll sign either proposal.
You announced yesterday that you would extend the regular session for 1 day, giving lawmakers a little extra time to work on the budget. Is there any chance that lawmakers can put something together for you in the next 3 days that you will sign?
It's doubtful. And again, if you just think of how simple it is of what I've proposed, 0.25% across the board on consumer sales tax, 1 penny for every $4 we spend, you know, a tax that basically says the super wealthy, me, I pay just a little bit more. And then we go from from that to a business tax. And what that does is spreads the pain out of all, across all of us. It gets us stabilized, but it doesn't really take us off. What takes us off is raising the turnpike fees and allowing all West Virginians to go for free, and a 4.5 cent tax on gas, and then bond that together and create those 48,000 new jobs. We can sunset the CAT tax and the increase in the consumer sales tax. That's easy as it can possibly be, because it's not that much money. 48,000 new jobs creates, honestly, it will create payroll tax revenues of $250 million a year. The CAT tax is $45 million. You know, the sales tax is $25 million. We can get rid of it in a second with the new jobs and the new opportunities.
I want to get to that transportation plan if we have some time, but I want to come back to what you're calling your four-pronged approach to balance the budget. You've talked about cutting government, about increasing some taxes on the wealthy, asking wealthy West Virginians to do a little bit more, that 0.25 cent sales tax, and then also this CAT tax on businesses. You know, inevitably, Governor, if you decide to veto a budget, then the legislature has to come back in for a special session.
Right.
What goes on that special session call? Have you started having those conversations? Are they those tax increases that you've pushed?
Well, there'll be no question that that's what we'll do. But the sadness of the whole thing is we've been here 60 days. What have we been doing? I mean, for crying out loud, the one responsibility that we should have, the one constitutional responsibility that we have is pass a budget. We should have been working on this upteen days ago. And I've been screaming my head off from the tops of the mountains every day that we need to be working on this. It's absolutely a travesty to think that we're going to have to come back in, pay legislatures. And again, I put up the bill to say 5 days and then no pay. Well, that hadn't got any traction either. So the net of the whole thing is you could end up here a long, long, long time. And I'm hopeful. I'm still working as hard as I can. I've been meeting with senators all day long and House representatives, and so we're still trying, you know. But we've got to have something that it's just as easy as this, Ashton. We've got to have something that these two questions are answered in the affirmative. First of all, if you do this, will more people leave or will more people come? And that is the test. Because we've got to have people coming to West Virginia.
Governor, should you veto a budget in the next couple days, how long do you anticipate allowing lawmakers to go home before they come back? Is it a case where you want to get it done as quickly as possible, or wait and pressure them until right up to the deadline?
Well, I'm not the guy that, you know, I don't need any credit for anything here. All I want to do is get goodness done for West Virginia. We don't need to wait till right up to the dead end, till the 11th hour, and then try to pressure somebody into doing something. Really and truly, what needs to happen is these are good people. It's a real differentiation of opinion and a lack of creativity or we'd already be there. But they need to go home and rest and be with their families. They deserve to be able to do that. Our people do not deserve to have to come back. And our taxpayers have to pay for them to come back. But nevertheless, I'll let them go home, stay home a few days, maybe a week, maybe even 2 weeks, come back, try to get it done.
Governor, last year it took until June 14th for lawmakers to get a budget. That constitutional deadline is June 30th. Are you willing to shut down state government to get a budget that you think is good for the state?
Well, Ashton, I hope to goodness that we don't ever have to get to that point in time. I mean, surely to goodness, you know, we've got good, sensible human beings that can, you know, come to a solution that we don't have to do that. But the government is going to shut down on its own. I mean, that's what people don't understand. This is like a gigantic snowball going down the hill, and it is getting worse by the day. And so we can fix it, but Ashton, we shouldn't worry about a government shutdown by the fact that we don't have a budget. We're going to have a government shutdown just because we're crashing. I mean, we're crashing everywhere, and we've got to fix it.
I want to get to your roads plan just briefly. Part of that was based on a Senate bill that increased the gasoline tax by four cents, excuse me. There were some DMV fees worked in there. That bill has been pulled from the House agenda, and I'm hearing that it's not very likely it will come back. What's your reaction to that decision?
Childishness. That's all there is to it. I mean, you know, it passed the Senate, I think, 34-0. You know, came over to the House. You know, we got mad about the medical marijuana thing and the embarrassment to the Speaker by his own party, and just as a, you know, just show of power, just pulled something down that's going to create 48,000 jobs and hurt a lot of people. Silliness, absolute the worst of politics. I think it'll be put back up before the end of the session, and I think we'll get that moved on through.
The House is voting tomorrow on the constitutional amendment that's tied to that, allowing lawmakers to increase some fees should voters vote for the constitutional amendment that would allow for new road bonds. As members of the House head into that vote tomorrow, what do you have to say to them?
Well, here's the thing. You know, first of all, the legislators need to do their job. I need to do my job. We don't need to put all of the burden on the vote of the people. The people should be voting on not whether or not we should have a 4.5% increase or 4.5 cents increase in gas tax. They should be voting on the bonding ability of putting a bond together, a commitment together for up to 10 years. Now, to put that all on the people, well, I would say first and foremost, if we're going to do all that, what do they need us for? I mean, really and truly, at the end of the day, what do you need me for? What do you need to elect the legislature for? So, and a lot of people may say, well, we don't. But the net of the whole thing is, I think the entire roads package will be passed, and it will be passed in this session, and we'll go from there.
Governor, I have just a second left, but I can't let you go without asking, will you sign the medical marijuana bill?
I would.
That was Governor Jim Justice speaking with Ashton Mara on the legislature today. Tonight, we'll be bringing a special hour-long edition of the legislature today at an earlier time. Tune in at 6 p.m. on West Virginia Public Broadcasting as we broadcast live from the Capitol Rotunda. Again, that's a special time, the legislature today at 6 o'clock this evening on radio, on television, and online at wvpublic.org. Senators have approved a bill that was the subject of intense debate in the House earlier this session, getting rid of the state's Women's Commission. Once again, the chamber's female members took a stand supporting the measure. Ashton Mara reports.
House Bill 2646 was approved by members of the House in early March on a 58-41 vote. Its sponsors included more than half a dozen female Republican members of the chamber who argued the Women's Commission duplicates the efforts of many other state agencies, and its work training women to run for political office was unnecessary. Those same arguments were repeated in the Senate, also from female Republican members, including Senator Patricia Rucker.
I believe that the Women's Commission is long past its time when it was needed, and I'm grateful to say that I got here without their help. And actually, until I got here, I never even knew that the commission existed. I can say that in the Eastern Panhandle, they've been pretty much non-existent.
Created in the 1970s, the commission is a small bipartisan program housed in the Department of Health and Human Resources. Ending the program would save the state about $150,000 a year. Senator Sue Klein says that's money worth cutting.
The women's candidate trainings are performed by parties, private organizations, which I fully support and hope to see continue, not only for women, but for any individual hoping to seek public office. I'm not convinced that providing candidate training for anyone, regardless of gender, is something that the state should be participating in or paying for.
Of the 34 members of the West Virginia Senate, three are women, even though the gender makes up 51% of the state's population. Still, Klein says their services in terms of political activity are not necessary.
Men don't need a commission to help them run for office or host candidate training, so why do women need that?
No member of the Senate spoke against the bill, but in the House, several Democratic members argued the disparity in female representation in public office is reason enough to continue to fund the program. Senators approved the bill on a 24-10 vote. House Bill 2646 to end the Women's Commission on June 30th of this year heads back to the House before it goes to the governor for a signature. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.
Country's next superstar, critically acclaimed Nashville singer-songwriter Margot Price, performs on this week's broadcast of Mountain Stage. Here's Price with Hurtin' on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Don't touch, baby, put on me.
Margo Price with Hurtin' on the Bottle. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glynis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Carol Lofton. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our music is by Matt Jackvert. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.